Yeah, I've been in contact with Irish Water, myself and Thomas Pringle, this last number of years in relation to some of the infrastructure from Manilac down through Dunamonshire and also from Derrybeg over to the Burnalac. I've been getting a good number of calls around the Burnalac area, and the other day I got an email confirming that Irish Water intends to upgrade them two lines, which is obviously welcomed news. But one of the concerns that I have is that on the Dunamonshire line, that they're not going far enough. It's 1.4 kilometres that they're going, and we've had ongoing problems in that area this last number of years, with probably well over 100 bursts, and that has huge cost to taxpayer every time that council or now Irish Water has to come out and fix it. So what I would been, and Thomas Pringle as well has been pushing to get secure more funding for that line itself to make sure that that burst don't continue and that people get what they pay for, good quality water and a good infrastructure. Obviously we're paying for it, so we're entitled to it.
Irish Water have also issued in their statement that work will commence early next year and into 2017 at a cost of approximately €10 million. But you're saying that this isn't enough?
No, I don't think it is. There are two projects itself. I don't believe that the Dunamonshire one is going far enough. It needs to come right over past Hugh Biggs' house, right into where the last house in that lane is, over to Burnalac. There's been an ongoing issue in that area itself. But the infrastructure and the whole area itself, spending millions and hundreds of millions on Irish Water when the state would have been better off spending this money and upgrading the infrastructure and putting people to work instead of wasting money looking after the interest of consultants and those that they know well.